hasn't been found, but many of the bodies are burned too badly to identify. Many that were hit by fireballs caught fire and burned like greasy torches. The captain had trouble remaining calm. He was young. Chances were good he had not seen the consequences of battle before. I kept working hard to shove myself way down deep into character. I had not been this close to Soulcatcher since she had me prisoner outside Kia Lune 15 years ago. Those were not happy memories. I prayed she did not remember me. I went all the way down into my safe place. I had not been there since my captivity. The hinges on the door were rusty, but I got inside and got comfortable while remaining Sawa. I had just enough attention left to catch most of what was happening around me. The protector suddenly asked, "Who are these women?" Barundandi frowned.
"Pardon, great ones. Pardon. My fault. I did not know the chamber was to be used."
"Answer the question, housekeeper," the Radisha ordered.
"Certainly, great one."
Barundandi kowtowed halfway to the floor.
"The woman scrubbing is Min Subredil, a widow. The other is her idiot sister-in-law, Sawa. They're outside staff, employed as part of the Protector's charity program."
Soulcatcher said, "I feel I have seen one or both of them before." Barundandi bowed deeply again. The attention frightened him.
"Min Subredil has worked here for many years, Protector. Sawa accompanies her when her mind is clear enough for her to accomplish repetitive tasks."
I felt him trying to decide whether or not to volunteer the news that we had witnessed the morning's attack from up close. I clung to my safe place so hard that I did not catch what happened during the next few minutes. Barundandi chose not to volunteer us for questioning. Perhaps he reasoned that too intensive an attention paid to us might expose the fact that he was charging us half our feeble salaries for the right to work our hands into raw, aching crabs. The Radisha finally told him,
"Go away, housekeeper. Let them work. The fate of the Empire will not be decided here today."
And Soulcatcher waved a gloved hand, shooing Barundandi out, but then halted him to demand,
"What is that the woman has on the floor beside her?"
Meaning Subredil, of course, since I was seated at the table.
A Gangisha, great one. The woman never goes anywhere without it. It's an obsession with her, Go away now!"
So it was that Sara, at least, sat in on almost 2 hours of the innermost power's responses to our assault. After a while I came forward again, enough to follow most of it. Couriers came and went. A picture of generally upright behavior by the army and people took shape, which was to be expected. Neither had any real reason to rise up right now, which was nothing but good news to the Radisha. Positive intelligence just made the Protector more suspicious, though. The old cynic.
"No prisoners taken," she said. "No corpses left behind. Quite possibly no serious casualties suffered, nor any great risks endured. If you examine it closely, they fled as soon as there was a chance someone would